Aaron Beach from Dogman.com. This is episode 5 of his 5-installment recruiting watch as we talk about the best centers in the state of Washington. Hi, Aaron. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed breaking this down with you.
Yeah, and you know, when we look at the state of Washington, I mean, it's always been a guard-dominated state when you look at players going to the next level. And every year, though, there are a few bigs that kind of pop in and make their mark, and we've got a few this year. Now, most of them are younger guys, so let's start with the seniors and just talk about a couple of the class of 2016 guys before we move on to the higher prospects, which are actually pretty sophomore-dominated.
Yeah, they really are. That 2018 class in particular is really unusual for the state of Washington. We don't see normally collectively this many bigs, you know, as a group. So it's kind of fun to see.
Let's talk about Tristan Miguel, 6'10". That's a good size. He might be the tallest big man in the state, is he?
Yeah, as far as I know, you know, he's if you've watched Oregon State at all this season, he's a guy that will remind you a bit of Drew Eubanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's pretty surprisingly athletic. He's got some really nice skills. He's pretty versatile, bouncy. He's committed to Western Oregon to go play for Jim Shaw down there and our good friend Kagan Bone. This is a guy that flew under the radar for most of his high school career. I had him as a potential high major guy, so he's definitely a strong pickup for Western Oregon.
Boy, good steal for Coach Shaw, our old friend. How about Jimmy Ritchie from Peninsula, 6'9"?
Yeah, another guy that's kind of flown under the radar despite playing with Ja'Cory McLaughlin. This Peninsula team's going to be tough. Ritchie's a big boy, big body, hell of a passer for a big man, weighs about 250 pounds, but you know, pretty agile, you know, for a guy his size, moves pretty well. Imposes his will in the paint. And another guy that's got potential, I'd say he's probably a mid-major guy at this point, but, you know, he might get some tips at high major.
Then let's take a look at the sophomores now, because your best players, the guys that you like, are that sophomore class. And I had an opportunity to see this kid, Jerron Brooks, on Tuesday night in that epic Garfield-Rainier Beach game. The first half of that game, I think in my 25 years of watching high school basketball, I'm going to call it the highest level basketball from two teams that I've ever seen in a half a play. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. And Jerron Brooks, a part of it, he was definitely one of the top two or three players in that game.
Yeah, at times he gets a little bit lost just because Garfield has so many high-level guys. But Brooks is, I mean, he's a dynamite talent. Scout has him ranked, you know, amongst the top 25. He's not going to be he's not a 5 at the D1 level, but boy, he's a guy that's got a ton of athletic upside. The thing about him, he's also a big time pitcher. He's a pitching prospect from San Diego originally, and he throws some gas. So he's going to have a whole lot of option, but this is a kid to pay a lot of attention to. He's kind of embraced the whole Seattle basketball culture now. You know, he played at Seattle Prep last year, moved over to Garfield, and you see he's really kind of digging what's going on here in this town.
You know, it's funny about watching two teams that have that type of talent with Garfield and Rainier Beach and that type of size. You see a kid here in Jerron Brooks who's listed at 6'8". And 6'8", normally in a high school basketball game, would tower over everybody else on the floor. I mean, 6'5", 6'6", is like most of your post players in high school basketball game. This kid, I mean, he didn't look much taller than anybody else out on the floor, because when you've got 6'4 guards and 6'7 wings, I mean 6'8 centers aren't looking that big.
Smith out there, you're absolutely right. You're talking guys that are every bit as tall as he is, and they're a backcourt guy. So, yeah, I get it.
No, unbelievable. So he's got the offer from Washington. Other Pac-12 programs are looking at him. Lorenzo Romar was at the game on Tuesday night. Bobby Hurley was at the game on Tuesday night. So we'll see where Jerron Brooks from Garfield ends up. Let's go to Seattle Prep now. And Seattle Prep has got a couple of guys. I mean, you talk about the best front lines in the state. I mean, you got to mention Rainier Beach. You got to mention Garfield. But Seattle Prep is right there with them with 6'9" center Nick Lynch. And then, of course, a name we're very familiar with, and that's the last name of Velp, Colin Velp.
Well, I love Nick Lynch. This kid, I started watching this kid last summer with Friends of Hoop. big, broad body. But the thing that stands out about him once you get past his size, which is definitely a rarity in our, in the Puget Sound, he's got incredible hands. He's very savvy with the basketball, and he eats up a lot of ground, obviously, but he can put the ball in the bucket. He's got great touch around the hoop. So love this kid. He's got high major top 100 talent written all over him. He was sitting behind the bench at, about 2 weeks back, he was, visiting Washington. So, keep an eye on this kid. He's going to be something.
And then Colin Velp. I mean, his dad was, 4 or 5 inches taller than Colin is right now. So I'm imagining as a junior, maybe he gets up to 6'10", 6'11".
Well, so that's the thing with Velp, because right now, he's about 6'8 or so. He's not particularly imposing physically, but he's got so much skill. And when I have him pegged as a mid-major right now. I know several mid-majors have been talking to him. However, you give him another inch or two, and we're probably talking the high major level just because he is so skilled.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of work to do on his body. He's not the most robustly built kid. But because of that skill level, because of that basketball IQ, obviously he's been taught well. This kid's got a really bright future.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're talking about it, his late father, Christian Velp, the great Husky. And then finally, Philip Pebble, 6'9", from Shorecrest. You don't see a lot of big-time basketball players coming out of that shoreline area, but this is one of the best they've seen in the last few years.
Well, okay, so, normally you'd say that, but Josh Hawkinson came from, Shorewood or
That's
Shorecrest?
Right. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so apparently there's something in the water there in Shoreline, but I first caught up with Pebble at the Tony Roten Skills Academy over the summer. He's new to basketball, but in terms of pure athletic upside, he's got it. I mean, this kid is long. He's super bouncy. He's very sturdily built at the same time. And he's got some excellent natural instincts. He's a shot blocker. He swats away everything. Steve Dion and I were talking about the other night. This kid, there's a ton of potential there. I'm not even sure he's hooked in with an AAU team yet because he's really new to the game. But in terms of just raw upside, might be the best of all of them.
Well, Aaron, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you over the last 5 weeks and get you on the show. We've been looking for a basketball recruiting watch to kind of match the quality of our football recruiting watch with Chris Fetters, and you pass with flying colors, so we hope you do it in the future with us, all right?
Glad to hear it, man. Absolutely.
Thanks, man, and I'll see you down at the Tacoma Dome for a little state high school basketball, all right?
You bet. It's, it's never been better, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds good. All right, man. That's Aaron Beach from Dogman.com, Scout.com. You can read all of his great stuff on dogman.com.